Bye.
Yo, this is episode 5 of a Bougie Podcast.
What's good?
We're here. I'm myself, The Espresso, on Instagram, also known as Jordan Campbell. I'm start putting it the other way around now. I'm The Espresso, also known as Jordan. T-H-E.E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O. Right? Espresso?
I think so.
Yeah, right?
That's how you spell espresso.
Yeah, the show. There's definitely not an X in there. So if you're putting in an X, that's why you're not finding me.
Right. Because I know you're looking.
Exactly. Here with my man Adam.
Yeah, what's that's up? AR_GLENN on Insta.
Yeah, you got to change that, bro.
I know. I need some more. I need a.
What does that even mean, though?
That's just my whole name.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's like yo. No, it's not a resume.
Nah, but I need it is. I don't know. I got to figure it out. Adam Rashad Glenn does not look good all together mashed in one name. Nah. So I need something.
Yeah. And that third voice, we got a special guest on today's episode.
And a host, possibly, maybe.
Co-host / guest.
I mean, he's hosting this episode. Exactly. That's what I mean. Like,
this is my crib.
Right, basically.
Yeah. My name's Arseny Chiprin. You can find me on Instagram at arsehole. That's ARSEHOL 3. That's the number 3. Arsehole. You'll get to know why.
The three is the E. So, homie Arseny's in the building. He's a film buff / my neighbor.
Word, actually.
So, we're about to get into it, yo. So, I mean, well, I guess let's do the week recap first. My week was kind of like, what I do. Oh, yo, I turned 24.
Hey, congrats.
I forgot about that. Your boy's 24 right? Years old, damn, now.
Getting old.
Yeah, with Wild Night, I was vegan for 6 days, and that, like, a lot of shit has happened this week now that I think about it.
You're missing out on some shit.
Word. Adam, what was your shit?
Oh, man. This week, I mean, it's really been more than 1 week. It's been like 2 weeks or something like that. But yeah. I mean, it's been chill. I've been trying to, like, you know, work on some work that I gotta work on for for this project.
Don't be modest. You're shooting tomorrow.
Yeah, prepping for this shoot tomorrow. Man, just otherwise laying low. I definitely saw Thor. That was crazy. We saw some other stuff by the director of Thor, whose name we're going to attempt
to say multiple times on the podcast.
But I mean...
Sometimes we'll be successful. Sometimes we probably...
Here's the official.
Not. Taika Waititi.
All right,
yeah. So Taika. So it's just Australian Taika, basically.
Yeah. New Zealand Taika.
That's right. That is my beat.
Correct. Senny, what's been good with you?
You know, just chilling, just work every day. My roommate's been away, just been relaxing, honestly, working a lot. Actually bought some really overpriced tickets on StubHub. Fuck you, StubHub.
who are you gonna see?
I'm gonna see Daniel Caesar, which is this dude from Toronto, and he just had an album called Freudian like a little while back, and I've been bumping it hard body.
Yo, you guys were telling me about that shit. Like, what kind of stuff does he? What's his like? Who is he comparable to?
I don't know.
I've listened to it's called Freudian, right?
Yeah.
I listened to it once all the way through. I haven't listened to it again. It was good. Okay. Tell you that much.
There's a few really good songs.
Yeah, R&B is a genre that's hard for me to get into, but I thought it was good.
Okay, it's a good one. I've been into it super heavy because I saw that Frank show, and now I'm like have to do it. We also saw a few movies by Taiki Waititi.
Taika.
Taiki is Rack a restaurant bitch. I opened in Brooklyn recently. Shout outs go there.
We're going to talk about Thor. We're going to talk about Hunt for the Wilder People. And we're going to talk about what we do in the shadows.
Yo, and if you want to start following, like, or checking out some of the trailers that we watch in the episode, or trailers of some of the movies that we talk about in the episode, definitely find us on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're going to be under Bougie.
You just put a lot of pressure on me.
I mean,
this idea was birthed 30 minutes ago, and now I got to go make a YouTube profile and then put trailers
it's
in there.
Too late. It was a good idea.
All right. Thank
we're
Adam.
You may or may not see that on YouTube, but just in case, check us out.
If you see it, thank this nigga Adam. I swear to God. But
So,
we're gonna talk about those three movies because if you don't know, those three, Thor, Hunt for the Wilder People, What We Do in the Shadows, those are movies by the director Taika Waititi, who directed the newest Thor movie.
And if you haven't seen that, you should go check it out and then go watch the other two because
He's definitely a director to watch right now. Like definitely. He's like
for sure.
Arguably probably the coolest director right now.
That's and the coolest guy.
He's a cool guy.
Directors versus like actors, I think in the past have been like the lesser to look at because directors are fucking stiff.
Yeah, like, directors are like, you know, they make the shit happen and they're, you know, that's all they care about enough, so they don't care about looking cool.
Yo, they were like legit visual artists where they're like, this is my fucking vision. Right, this is my speech. We're like, yo, him and TQ break that down. Like, yo, he's definitely like a cooler, more young, laid back
director. Tarantino, like,
yo, you could definitely learn how to appreciate film listening to his interviews because you give a fuck. You
know? I feel like he jokes around the whole time. Oh, yes. I honestly was about to say that I haven't heard him talk seriously about a single thing that he's actually done.
For sure.
And it just jokes with this dude, it's which 100% is what, why his movies are probably mad funny.
Oh, yeah. Man, his movies are, yo, speaking of.
Like, I wonder where the like somber and serious things in his movies come from. Like, I'm always like, how. Like, all the comedy and shit in his movies, I'm always like, oh, this is a Taika Waititi film. And I've never, like, sometimes when his movies get serious or some shit like that, I'm always like, I can't imagine Taika Waititi writing this, like, heart-wrenching scene that I'm seeing right now. Which is not to say that there's, like, a lot of, like, heart-wrenching shit, but, I mean, the man makes good comedy movies and he has good, like, tones, you know what I mean? Like he can talk about all the emotions, I think.
For sure, but I think that's the beauty of, like, that's what comedy does. It like takes these otherwise painful moments and like brightens them and then makes, you know, humor out of them. So I think if you don't play the humor or if he chooses like how he chooses to dress that situation, like will make it either funny or very serious. Because I mean, even in Hunt for the Wild for the Wilder People, like there are some serious subject matter, yo.
For sure.
And some of it very we glaze serious. Over, mm-hmm. and some of it we don't. Like, you know what
absolutely.
I mean? Other times you're like, oh, shit. Like, you know, he could either hit you over the head with it or, like, you know, make it passive.
If you're ever in that situation, there are always two doors to choose from. And through the first door, oh, it's easy to get through that door, and on the other side, waiting for you, all the nummiest treats you can imagine. Fanta, Doritos, L&P, Burger Rings. Coke Zero. But you know what? There's also another door. Not the Burger Ring door. Not the Fanta door. Another door that's harder to get through. Guess what's on the other side? Anyone want to take a guess?
Vegetables?
No. Not vegetables. No.
I feel like, in general, sometimes life is just mad funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think he captures that aspect of it very well, where it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a Will Ferrell, like, some ridiculous thing going on, which is the movies I've been finding funny as of late, you know? But he, like, literally, it's normal dialogue, and it's still hilarious at times.
Right.
And it's just really just, like, people's expression. He just captures everything so subtly, I think. That's why, like...
Yeah, he's just got, like, he's got a really interesting timing. Comedy is a genre, I think, like, for me, is going to be, like, tough to talk about in this episode because it's, like, the genre that I definitely watch the least and, like, have learned to appreciate the least.
I think I disagree, yo.
I think the way film is fed to you and, like, at least, like, if you get into film through, like, classic education, like, it's very easy to, like, find the things in dramas and stuff like that like, are like well done filmmaking wise, whereas a comedy, it's like, you know,
it's not
you don't study that as much.
Right.
I think when you talk about film, serious filmmaking.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know, because what we see is, like, in the beginning of films, Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a lot of slapstick humor. And that's what people were able to see humor without actually having to say any words.
That's actually, we show like, Chaplin to the kids when we talk about comedy as a genre. But even the way I think that we, like, dive into it afterwards, like, we talk a lot more about, you know, like, drama. What makes a good, drama, yeah, like, drama horror. Or horror is another popular one. Where you want
to talk about genre. I think it just has to do with the bar for comedy right now. Like, the bar for comedy is so low. And I was going to say, I disagree because I feel like you watch a lot of comedies. They're just not categorized as such.
Yeah, presented that way,
Yo, like, my favorite, one of my favorite TV shows I'm forever talk about. Boardwalk Empire. Yo, it's great. It's fucking great. And I always tell people, like, yo, it's, like, one of the funniest shows I ever watch.
Yeah.
But if you see it, it's, like, super dark film noir about prohibition. No one gives a fuck. But, like, yo, the writing is written dramatically with so much comedy under it. Mm-hmm. And the actors play the comedy so well that these super serious moments have you, like, in tears.
Yeah,
like,
comedy is so hard.
Comedy's a tough.
But I feel like we have to remember, out of the three movies that me and you watched, Jordan, only one of them was a comedy. The other two were technically, like, one is kind of a serious movie, and then the other is just an action flick.
Right, one's an action, one's a drama. And the other one was the
pure comedy. Right. Yeah. That was the pure comedy.
Are we talking about the What We Do in the Shadows, comedy?
Absolutely,
And his movies have this way of being so comedic and also playing in other genres.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because Hunt for the Wilder People is so funny, but it's not, like, it shouldn't be a comedy. You know what I mean? Yeah, what's happening?
That. There's no scripted jokes. There's no, like, setup, punchline, execution. Yeah.
It's literally just what's happening.
Yeah,
it's like it's situationally funny. Yeah, it was like, oh shit, me and this
what's
little
happening?
Kid
mad
in the woods.
Jokes. Right.
We've been gone for 5 weeks. Spoilers, sorry. But
I mean, look, that's what it's about.
We're about to get into
no spoilers.
That.
Yeah, right, like,
I think that's the best part of his movies is that he's able to weave comedy in so seamlessly but the movie still resonates with you as the movie that you watched.
Right.
Yeah.
I was satisfied with Thor as action movie, as a superhero movie in general. And I thought that the Hulk talking was not human, actually. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen the Hulk talk, I think, in a movie so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, not excluding like,
and not
TV
saying Hulk
series.
Smash.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And like really like having sort of an intelligent conversation with...
but
boy.
Also just like bound to being the Hulk while having intelligent conversation. Just being like, I just don't know what to do but get upset right now. Like,
I'm the Hulk. And then still make jokes the whole time.
Yeah.
And like be probably the funniest character in that like whole movie.
Yeah. Yo, and
not to mention Jeff Goldblum, by the way. Shout out to you, Jeff. That was the shit.
That was a good Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum's performance. Yeah.
That was great. But I mean, yo, in light of what you were saying, like, the fact that there was so much comedy in Thor made it a regular, like, it made it a more realistic action film for me. Like, yo, of the superhero movies, like, I think that was also, we were just talking about how Robert Downey Jr., like, or Iron Man, like, carried the Marvel series, and I think what helped do that was like how much comedy they writ in Robert Downey Jr.'s script.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And his ability to capitalize on all of that because something about making jokes and making light of serious situations makes people human. Like, no one in like a moment of like absolute despair is just gonna like be freaking the fuck out and complaining about their problems. Like, most people will try to make light of the situation.
Absolutely.
But I think like it's so interesting. What's crazy about Taika Waititi. That's the first fuck up right there of the night, really. Taika Waititi, like, what's crazy about his ability to make films is, like, the comedy in the Thor movie is not the same kind of comedy we're used to getting in the Iron Man films. Or, like, it just seems like there's more dedicated to comedy. Like, literally where it's like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? Like, a lot of important things are happening in this scene, but we're just like
we're just laughing.
Yeah, we're just laughing. Like the very beginning is like you know, a conversation with Thor, I mean, in the very beginning, the conversation he's having is a conversation that, like, is adding mad plot lines to the story. Right. Yeah. And you're, like, learning information. Yeah, and you just keep, like, he just takes these breaks to just make you laugh for, like, no reason as he's still, like, making the story. Thing. Yeah, yeah.
He was spinning around. He was wrapped up and, like, fighting a huge-ass
dude. Word. And that conversation he's having is, like, pivotal to what the overall story of the film is.
Right. I mean, that totally ended up being the payoff.
Yeah.
Yo, and but I think that also is what helps you remember all of that massive amounts of information or even care to keep listening. Because often, like, when you have, like, Christopher Nolan films, at some point when they get to the explanation part, you're like,
oh my God.
Nah, for real. Like,
I can't with, like, this dude, Christopher Nolan. Yo,
this was easy to follow, which was mad easy. Yeah. But great.
Actually. Yo, and you're in, you never go back to Earth. You go to two different worlds. Never touch Earth.
Yeah. So for a second.
No looks at Earth at all. Yeah, like, in this film. But, like,
well, no, they were in Norway. For a second. AKA New Zealand, for sure.
Yeah, they were in Norway.
I mean, no. But, I mean, they never have you on Earth physically. Oh, unless
when he goes to Doctor Strange. When he goes to New York. Okay. And I love that, too, because, like, Thor's whole, like, I think we talked about this where Sonny was like, being around humans has definitely changed him. Because I'm... Yeah. At the end of the film, I was like, I've never seen Thor laugh or smile so much, like, in one of the Thor movies. And it's like, definitely being around humans has changed him. And he goes to New York, and people want to take selfies with him and shit. And like,
he just went.
Yeah, he's like, yo, they love me here. Like, he loves that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I think the director just humanizes all of his characters.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Sometimes he makes regular characters
over,
very exaggerated, like, bigger than life. Exactly like he did in... And Hunt for the Wilder People, which I thought, like, that's my favorite part of his movies, was watching these three movies, is seeing that progression for him of, like, fantastical things. Like, even in What We Do in the Shadows, it's, like, vampires, but he humanizes the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Like, the funniest joke is about dishes.
Yeah.
And it's in the trailer, by the way, so it's great.
Yeah. No, it's, it's like something, it's a trait as a filmmaker that I think that's hard to pinpoint, but it's still so specific to him. And but you're like, oh, like, what is it that makes his films like just this way? There's like this little twist on it that's like Taika Waititi. Like,
I think it's the pausing. There's a lot of pausing.
Yeah.
And, like, he lets, like, you think about what someone just said.
Yeah.
And then, like, process it. Maybe someone helps you out with another line, but, like, There's a very good timing in all of his movies.
For sure.
I think also there's just, like, in that sense, like, balance. Because, like, in superhero movies especially, where you have people that can do such fantastic things, like, yo, there's usually fight scene after fight scene, and it's just, like, rapid fire action. And it's like, yo, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yo, the way he broke up the film, yo, you got some of the comedy of it, and then you also got to see the action was well dispersed within the
film.
So that you weren't overwhelmed by comedy, you weren't overwhelmed by action, it just kind of all flew, like, you know.
And you didn't have cheesy superhero moments where, like, let's face it, we're in a fantastical world, like, why are you trying to act mad serious?
Right.
Mm. And I think that's sometimes where DC fails, and I think that's what... why Marvel is winning.
It's doing
honestly.
Well, yeah. And they're letting people in and letting them have fun.
Exactly. They give way more rein. Like, it's not one, like, it's not micromanaged, I think, the same way. And I think Marvel has a lot to do with that. And I want to say one weird thing, maybe a little bit off topic. I was watching Men in Black yesterday.
Right. I was watching that recently, too.
And
crazy.
And something that struck me was it's based off of a Marvel comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I was thinking, like, if they were, because now it's like,
a Marvel universe.
If they were able to somehow inch them in, I would even love to see Will Smith back in the role.
This is the time. I feel like now that they're getting intergalactic.
Tommy Lee Jones now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's 100% how they're gonna do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they kind of did with Josh Brolin in the third one.
Right.
Yeah, like, he wasn't the third one.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I didn't see. Didn't they do a fourth one?
Nah.
I didn't see the third one then.
Yeah.
Never saw the third one.
The third one was was super late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was after the second one, by a decade. but it wasn't as good.
Yeah, no.
To capitalize on something. I never even saw it.
But that's watching the first one today was probably my favorite. Like, I watched it yesterday and was watching it today at lunch.
I was dying. Like, laughing. I was like, because I watched it, like, I think maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. Okay. And I was like, or at least the first half, because it was on TV. Yeah. And I was like, man, like, this movie, like, at this age of my life is like, I was fully appreciating it for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Because I was so young, and even when I saw the first one later on, I was still, like, a little too young.
To really be able to look at what you're looking at.
And when I was watching it this time, it was like, yo, I was dying. Personally. Yeah, I was like, I've seen this movie so many times.
I think that's what's great about this, is I feel like every great movie I can remember, I'm laughing at least a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And if I'm laughing a lot, maybe that's even better.
Yeah. Right? Like, word.
You know?
I think, like, he shows you that it doesn't disservice a film's seriousness.
Exactly.
With comedy. Yeah. Like, you can fully devote to it and still be taken 100%, like, at face value. Yeah, right. And seriously.
I think that's so necessary for, like, this field, like, this art form, because in acting and in filmmaking, yo, people want to be, like, stick up their ass serious. Mm-hmm. Like, and, yo, that's... Even they tell the story of Anton Chekhov. Like, yo, he, I think, had, like, a... Basically, like, a screening for his play.
Yeah.
And people had come and, like, you know, this is so dramatic play that he wrote.
Yeah.
And at the end, everyone's crying. And there's one dude in the back cackling. And they're like, yo, who the fuck is that? And it's Anton Chekhov.
He was laughing
at his own reaction. Shit, yeah. Yo, because that, he, it's comedic. Let's go, like, Chekhov. Yo,
yeah, for real.
His shit is written, like, but if
he
you
was
read
around
it,
for a while.
Yo,
yeah.
He was a G. Like, he wrote a lot of shit, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. But that's such a miss. That's, like, something that's forgotten.
It's lost there. Yeah, it's really definitely losing. Yeah. And I think you can definitely see that with, like, the comedies that come out on a wide scale. You're like, man, like, we don't take funny seriously enough. Like,
yeah,
any, you know
what
I mean?
Like, saying, like, we were, I was just talking about, like, Will Ferrell was literally what was making me laugh. Like, as of late, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then it took, like, me seeing some, like, good movies again to, like, laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
something smart.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And well crafted.
Like, I'm tired of, like, and I love Will Ferrell, like, for what he does. And I love some, he has some of the greatest comedies ever. But I just, I don't know. I miss, like, having a serious thing to still laugh about.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. And be like,
Yo, speaking of, like, arts-related news, which we usually do since we've been burning people, what's good with your boy? I don't think we talked about Louis C.K.
Yo, wait, hold on. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. We're going to put Another One Bites the Dust in this shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's literally what it... Yo, I'm so sad we missed that opportunity in week 4 and week 3 and I think week 2, because there's definitely been...
It's been out
so
now.
Many every week. Like,
oh, yeah. Every week.
Another one.
Yo, Louis C.K. is the latest one, man. I can't say I'm Louis C.K.
I can't say I miss him.
I can't say I'm totally surprised either. I don't know.
Not surprised at all. I feel like I've been hearing about that for, like, a couple of years now.
And yeah, it's been...
I honestly hated him since I've heard about it, because I already, like... His first shit was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take anything away from him. But then he preached literally in every single TV show he did. He was, like, a preaching. And then when this came, when that I heard that shit about him, I was like, what a piece of shit. What a fucking asshole. And, like, now, like, obviously that's what happened. And then he, like, gives some apology that wasn't even an apology. It was like, sorry
I'm
for jerking
listen.
Off. Like,
yeah.
And it's
I mean, but wait. Can we say what he did was really that crazy?
I just here's my question. Here's my question is
I think
why?
So.
Like, I think it's what? That's like the lamest shit ever. Like, why is that your thing?
Yo, because it's a low scale, like, sin, basically.
Is it low scale?
Like,
that's just how he fucking gets off.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what makes that fucking do it for
you?
Just wanting to jack off in front of, like, other women, like.
That's his mental. Like, yo, he didn't touch them. He didn't.
Is that his coping mechanism?
Maybe, of course. Like, yo, I'm not cheating. I'm still getting off.
And he said he thought that he always asking
was okay.
Yeah.
But
which is crazy, because,
power, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
Maybe after work.
Yeah.
Like, maybe over coffee.
Yeah.
Nah, not even. It's never permissible.
But yeah, it's never that, like, permissible.
Nah.
And, like,
if someone you don't know, no.
Like, we have to remember that these people are regular humans.
Regular people.
At the end of the day. Like, imagine... your coworker walks in that's like in a bit like a bigger position than you, mm-hmm. like in a job, you know, and they walk in and like he's like, hey, can I take my dick out? And you're like, oh shit, I don't want to get fired. Yeah, take your dick out. Like,
it's an abuse of power, 100%.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
It's just so mystifying that like, I just one don't see the appeal of that, and two, yeah. like, yeah, it's just an abuse.
I mean,
of power.
Yeah, obviously. Yo. I mean, it's
like
kink.
To get deeper in it, I'm like, what? Like,
it's
why
his
is
kink.
That?
I don't understand.
Why
is
that your kink?
Fuck pillows, yeah. but they're out there.
Everyone has their kink.
It.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think that's just like it's because it's not about the sex. I don't think it's a sexual thing. It's really just
it's
like
a power.
It could
yeah.
be a power.
Oh, it's
thing.
A power.
It's definitely
thing.
A power thing.
If
yeah.
he would have,
and Louis CK would never admit that either.
Oh
no, no, no. He never said that.
You would think he would.
He said it was an abuse of his power. But he wasn't. Was like it's because I lusted for power.
Yeah, and that's what totally what it is. And you know he wouldn't. That's never what he would.
No, I mean it's like the Hitchcock thing. It's like, think about it, like you're a middle-aged like heavyset dude,
yeah.
balding,
yeah.
like yeah. you're a little pasty,
I
like,
mean
yeah.
isn't that what
who's
all this company is about
you, like,
yeah
so of course like you get in a position where now like you can make people fuck you that probably would have been like fuck you prior, mm-hmm. like yo, you're gonna manipulate that, like you're gonna
yeah but he manipulate. I was just like why did he manipulates it so that he can pull his dick out and just whack off, like
yeah I mean yo but because
it's very Louis
lesser,
C.K.
I mean,
manipulation
like,
of power.
I guess
power.
Like thank God that it's
yeah,
just that
exactly
yeah.
as
like
opposed
him,
to like
yeah.
bend
violent
over
shit.
Like
yeah.
get the Vaseline like you know what I mean
yeah.
like I
it's
mean,
just depravity like, it's just like
it
another layer of depravity that I'm just like
it's just,
it's
you
just
can't
so much,
you can't
yeah.
wrap
I can't wrap my head around
like
it,
that.
Yeah.
Like, and that makes sense.
I understand.
But I feel like who's next?
Who's next? Right, yo,
bro.
Shout, yo, throw that in the comment. Who's getting outed next? Like, I have some names on a list. I'm
yo,
like,
the showrunner
like
of One Tree Hill just got
day,
outed
man.
Too.
Woody Harrelson.
I feel like probably.
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Have you noticed that it hasn't been as many actors? As it has been.
It seems like actors
directors.
Are the victimized, are the victims
yeah,
in
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
the performers.
I mean, yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
Terry Crews is another one.
What? Terry Crews is on the table?
No, he said he was sexually abused. Yeah, sexually harassed.
What the fuck?
You didn't hear about
that?
Yeah, he said he didn't name the person, but he said
no,
it's
but
this Hollywood
he
exec. Now there's a case.
Yeah, there's
is
a case
it a man?
Now.
Yeah, he said a Hollywood exec came up and grabbed him in his privates
oh,
at a party.
Wait.
In front of everybody.
Can y'all all just take a moment for me and Google Terry Crews.
Yo, I'm sure they all
I think
know.
Knows
I think you're the last
y'all
person
know
to find
what the
out.
Fuck
I'm glad we got a live reaction.
No, no, no. I mean, wait. But Terry Crews is like on steroids.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
If somebody grabs my nuts and I look like Terry Crews, like.
You know, everybody's out here getting done.
Yo.
Like, everybody, like, if. Yeah, if someone's fucking with Terry Crews, it's like you can see why there was this,
yeah.
like. Such a closed mouth issue why people were scared to talk at first
right, because
it's like
clearly,
and
yo,
people probably didn't know you know in a lot of ways you're like oh that wasn't like I feel like
yeah.
from a victim's perspective
oh
like,
yeah
and
hey,
a lot
was
of
was that abuse like
yeah
I don't know
yeah
it's worth it to talk about
right
yeah
and
a lot of it is it happens to newcomers it happens
yeah.
to like people that are hungry for the opportunity like
right
you know what I mean and then like and then now it comes out and it's like oh man like I don't know these actors, like, specifically, but, like, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, like, or Kate Winslet, or all these other people, like, yo, like, Kate Winslet, it was like, yeah, like, at some point, everybody was new to the game
yeah.
and was being manipulated, you know
yo,
what I mean?
I
like,
mean, yo, it's such a weird industry in the sense that, like, yo, no other industry is it, like, vaguely permissible for someone to come up to you and touch you. Like, in, like, if you're at your office, like, and you're a guy just, like, yeah, like, it starts rubbing your shoulder. Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That really doesn't...
If someone... Play. That's the thing, like, in a corporate environment, though, it's more, like, there's not as much money in it. I feel like only you are on the line at that point. And if you're it's easier for you to be, like...
Because you're just another chess piece.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're like, fuck. You're like,
yeah.
what? I'm suing this dude?
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, OD. And a lot of times, I'm sure, also, that doesn't happen, and they're afraid of getting fired. You know,
mm-hmm.
it depends
true,
on the
yeah.
person. But... When in movies, I feel like it's always like there's so much pressure put on
there
you, not just by like the people who are trying to fund the movie or whatever,
yeah.
but also by people around you. I mean,
yeah.
a lot of these like movies that are getting adapted from other movies, you know, people have like weird connections to them
that's
that are like
yeah.
that'll make them crazy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to like do a lot of fan service and.
Yeah.
Bro, being a celebrity is hard as shit, I'm
yeah,
sure.
It's
tough. Because, yo, I mean, you know, like, this is your dream at some point. Yeah, like you said, there's mad people in your life, like, on this dream with you. You know what I mean? Like, this person, you know what I mean? I'm going to eat. My kids are going to eat. I was going to eat.
Look at Tyrese, like, bro.
Yeah. I haven't seen the latest batch of like fucking videos. Tyrese, I know he's released some other videos.
He was off his pills, like some shit. He was on meds?
Oh man.
And he was just lying about shit. It's just like not good. He's like having like a breakdown and pretty much in the public eye. Which is like, what happened to Mad?
But he was on his motivational shit, OD in the public eye, when that's what was when he was doing those Fast and Furious movies, you know, he was on his like motivational videos, and now it's like it's a whole
Fast
thing.
And Furiously, like
I think it's a whole thing.
Seven movies out of it, I think they did okay. I mean, they're getting more too.
That's my thing. Is like, I don't know. I feel like if I was in how many movies is this Fast and Furious? He's been in there since the second one. If I've been in seven Tyrese, seven.
Except for Tokyo Drift, he was not in Tokyo.
Okay,
Drift.
If I've been
Tokyo
in Dan.
Tokyo Drift is the best one.
Yeah, but if I had been in six Fast and Furious movies, I don't see how my money could have dried up at this point.
Yo, but
it's been a year since the last one.
Bro,
you don't got layover money.
You don't know what his contract looks like, and who
I don't.
Who
I really
money.
Don't.
Like, yo, and what
I'm sure his lifestyle is expensive, and he's hitting that. He's $13,000 a month for child support.
I was gonna. Yo, it's a lot of shit.
Once you get hit up for child support, it's over.
And what show you outright, like, say an actor gets like a couple mil, like, you don't know how much he's paying his agent.
And they say it's calculated off your income for the past 3 years.
That's what child support is? That's
yeah.
fucked up.
And so if he was making those Fast and Furious movies,
that's fucked up.
Whatever. Well, Tyrese is no bueno, right?
I think we can look at that as like a sort of study in social media addiction. Or like some kind of it, because it's like everyone was fine with it, and like listening to his videos when he was on his motivational shit, and it was at that point to me it was still weird. I was like, why are you like living your life so publicly and like instilling onto others like what you think they should be doing?
Right. Yeah.
Now when this dude's having like a breakdown everyone wants to laugh at him and shit like that and make fun of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just I think like what is that? Like look at that. Is social media is weird and dangerous on a certain level, you know what I mean?
For
like
sure.
It's turning our society into
sure.
Because like we do feel bad for Tyrese, but like
absolutely.
I was dying at those videos. So it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like it sucks to say that, but I mean it's desensitized a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody reach out and touch Tyrese, man. Get that man.
Please, Will Smith, what happened? I heard you were supposed to send him $5 million. And it never came through.
Give him a green hug, Will. Come on,
well,
man.
Tyrese is saying Will said he was gonna send him $5 million.
Yeah, but he
and
was
what
lying.
Happened? He was lying?
Will came out and said, yo, this dude is bugging. Like,
I don't know, Will. Is that really true?
I don't know, yo. I can't.
Bro,
if
somebody $5 million, why would you, once being like accused of it, be like, nah? That's like just looks like dirtbag.
That's probably Tyrese trying to put pressure on Will.
Right, but Will Smith got 3 kids, yo.
You don't know what kind of life Will Smith is living either.
First of all, Will Smith is a crazy orgies in Philadelphia every single night.
I believe it.
I don't know.
Fuck it. I mean, like, Will Smith is also, I'm sure he's getting more money per movie than Tyrese.
He's fine.
And that's why it kind of sucks, is because, like, first of all, The Rock has just been bullying this dude. I think we need to look at that, too. No one's coming down on The Rock.
The Rock,
you've been fucked up,
honestly.
And no one's looking at this man.
Wait, maybe they're doing like an actor beef for bread.
I was like, yo, this is a fucking Ponzi scam for both.
Does The Rock need that?
Some like fake beef.
It could be.
Yo, speaking of The Rock, though,
put their names in the papers.
I was surprised at the fucking Jumanji trailer that I saw during.
That's why The Rock is not stressed, because he's got like two movies coming out before Fast 9.
Yo, The Rock is the highest paid actor in the game.
Yeah,
like, fucking now.
He's grooming himself to become the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's gonna go for politics like right after.
He's gonna kill.
I would vote for him.
Would you though?
If he laid it down, if he laid his plans down correctly, like the only way I wouldn't vote for The Rock if he proved that he was an absolute idiot and didn't know what he was talking about on the campaign.
Yeah, because
if he lays down his shit halfway correctly, you got my vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's, you know, that goes the same way for a lot of people with me, honestly. Like, Kanye, if you prove that you're not, I know Kanye's not an idiot, but if you can make me feel like I can tell other people I'm voting for you and they're like, you're not insane, go ahead and get my vote.
Okay, first of all, I think it's been proven that Kanye is insane. He was like, oh, I'm off meds. But Trump is insane.
So it's like, Kanye, just lay your plans down right,
and you could fucking be in the White House, I promise you.
Like, if you wanted to, yo, Kanye, if you wanted to, you could do it. I like how I'm saying directly to Kanye.
Kanye,
as if
he's gonna... you're listening, right? I mean, but honestly,
run.
Yo,
I will support.
He has the fucking attention of like all the soon to be voters.
Yo, for real, yo, he's like, got the base. I guarantee you, he's got the base.
All the people that we have to worry about are dying. You know what I mean? Kanye, in a year or not what? He enough, got three bro. Years.
I think we've also proved that you need someone who is competent to be in these positions of power. Because, like, I'm sorry, but Kanye is not going to be able to.
I mean, I feel like as long as we're trying shit. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Trump, that's what we're nice doing. Role, like, we're really like, experimenting. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like, honestly, like, I feel like we kind of started trying shit, really, with Obama. But Obama worked out. He was a great president.
I feel like you we know what I mean? Better about Obama.
Yo, if
but it was Kanye, still, like, a monumental win because it was like whoa, America stepped up. Like,
I knew that Obama was going to be a great
more
president.
Some people were trying harder than others. Some people were like, really was blind faith. Others were like, he's actually a pretty smart guy, like, and, yeah, and knows what he's talking about. And some people were like, he doesn't have a lot of experience. I don't know. But you know what those people are really thinking.
If I get a Yeezy season uniform, every drop in the mail.
Yo, everybody's fly when Kanye's president. That's everybody's fresh as fuck. Yeah. You know that's the first thing on
he's
the fucking...
He's going to clothe the world.
Yo, exactly,
if,
yo.
If that's not in your presidential plan, Kanye, don't worry.
Yo, but imagine he clothes the world and just has everybody looking mad broke. Because they're wearing, yo, like, right? Fucking dude, sweaters with ripped up shit. Yeah. Right? And like, everybody just looks
I don't know, like they don't have shit. I'm going to hold back on the Kanye vote. I'll take someone like The Rock over Kanye.
I'll take The Rock before Kanye, but...
Yeah. As for president?
Yeah.
You think The Rock is going to run for president, though?
People put that in the ether already, you know what I mean? It's already been in the ether.
That's fucking weird, yo. This is a shit show.
Michael Moore said he thinks The Rock should run for president. Not that Michael Moore is like
an authority.
Authority on anything, but like he talks about politics. Yeah, he is. I don't see why. I think that's hurting liberals, honestly. The Michael Moore connection is really hurting liberals.
Yeah, it's not.
This man's Doc Sarler. I don't know.
Some of them are okay. Bowling for Columbine was good.
Yeah, and that was like, what was that, his first?
Was it?
It was one of the earlier docs, Bowling for Columbine. I feel like Michael Moore's things are just like, when right-wing people make those documentaries, we shit on them.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, but Michael Moore makes the same for like the left and like people go see that shit.
You kind of have to have extremes or like then...
You do.
Otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, his documentaries are just so like, so many things happening for like, it's like has a bunch of samples in it. It's like a beat that has like a bunch of samples. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like MPC samples. That's annoying. What his documentaries are like, the visual equivalent.
Annoying. Like everything about him is kind of annoying to me. Like the way he talks, like.
Yeah. His narration sometimes gets.
Yeah, he's kind of a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yo, so.
He definitely is phoning it in at this point.
Yeah. He's like, what happened?
How do you say his name?
Get down there, man.
Tai
Chi.
Tai Chi.
How many bells do you need?
The bell's broken at this point.
You can do this in the blooper reels.
Yeah, for sure. No, but yeah, Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi.
He's talking about Akira next.
Yeah?
No. Where did you read that?
They're talking to him about Akira, yeah.
Yo. Ooh. I thought you said he turned it down.
Jordan Peele turned it down.
Yeah.
That would be fucking
And he great. Said that if he were to do it, he would do an adaptation of the manga and use all Asian cast. But of course, because he's fucking the greatest director ever now. This is already a director that Ava DuVernay has dubbed the best dressed Helmer. I think, yeah, like she's already, like another respected director has already come on record and been like, yo, he's the flyest dude out here.
He makes really good movies.
Yeah.
And he does it like with what seems like low effort, which I'm sure is not the case.
Yeah, it seems like he's just having fun. And it's Like, yeah. He had an interesting story in an interview where he was just like, they asked him, like, what's it like going from the scale of Hunt for the Wilder People and What We Do in the Shadows to the scale of a movie like Thor? And he was like, his first answer was, craft services jumps up like 15 levels.
Yeah. And then you could tell that he's still like pretty humbled by everything.
Yeah, because he doesn't take himself like too seriously,
yeah. Which is
great.
Which is like, yeah, which is probably the best part. And he seems like an accessible guy, which actually me and Adam were talking about, like, art these days sometimes seems so inaccessible
definitely.
To like, you know, the public. And it's just like kind of annoying when you can't really reach the person who's making this art and they can't talk about it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in any respect, they don't have to exactly tell you what it is, but
yeah.
Sometimes just talking about it is fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's missing from a lot of the art world right now, even though Taika doesn't really, you know, talk about his art. Like I said, I feel like he's always joking around when.
Yeah. I think he, yeah, I think he talks about it in like a, like you said, like an accessible way that doesn't
yeah.
make it seem like this, like, you know, like he was thinking on a level higher than, you know, thou kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, where I feel like filmmakers are always like using
yeah.
film language and
yeah.
stuff like that to talk about their movies, where it's just like, yo, like,
yeah,
I wanted like to make this movie this way because I thought it would be like fucking cool and like, you know, something
yeah.
like that. Or like they were like, what made you want it? He was like, money, like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, It's yeah. getting a fucking great job, you know, at whatever you do, like.
And he did a fantastic job with.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And well, let's talk about the villain, which I think has been the best villain in Marvel so far.
As of late, so far, Kate Blanchett as.
I mean, Kate Blanchett in general.
What was her name?
I
want to say Helen.
Hela.
Hela. Yeah, Kate Blanchett is Hela.
She is a relatable villain
yeah.
for me
mm-hmm.
because she is just like the older sister, really,
yeah.
that
in
got
Thor.
Outcast
yeah.
in Thor, yeah.
in Thor, and
yeah.
like just really shit on by her dad.
Yeah,
like
and there was
she didn't get shit on. Woo!
She did get shit on by
she
her dad.
Got shit
I mean,
on
at
by
the
her
end,
dad.
She was used
at the end
and was
yeah.
like and
was
cast
used.
Away.
Yeah, she was used to take over all of the realms, and then was like, "Oh, you're getting too crazy."
Yeah,
fuck
they
you.
Didn't even know they had a sister.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
you know what
that
I mean.
Like, she got OD fucked
yeah.
on that one.
Yeah.
Yo, she came back like, "You don't even remember
yeah.
me."
I think that's mad interesting, yo. Like, he had a whole conversation about like this childhood into adulthood thing and
yeah.
the passing of parents. Yo, Thor. Deadass got so humanized, he dealt with his father.
Yeah.
Those mad spoilers, but anyway, he dealt with basically like the passing of his father and like the uncovering of mad dirt about his dad. Like the simple fact that like he had ruled like all of the realms
mm-hmm.
with an iron fist. And it's almost as if he had like a bastard child because like
yeah.
his sister from nowhere,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like. And he really tackled all these themes and made you think about them in a way that wasn't, like, childish. Because, yo, you guys were both mad passionate about
yeah.
that just now.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, dead ass, though. I think that's why, for me, that was the best villain.
Yeah, and that's
Marvel
Taika Waititi, the man. Like, he looks at the human side of shit.
She had a real motive. There was a real understanding as to
yeah.
why she was upset.
Yeah.
Or
there was such a great moment where she was being menacing and you saw the pain in her at the same time where
yeah.
something happened or she presents herself basically to everyone and the army dude is
yeah.
like, yo, like if you don't stand down now, we'll take you out. And she's like,
you don't
she says,
remember.
I thought she'd be happy to see me.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like, she says it and like, oh, she's about to kill all these dudes. But
yeah.
it's also like, yo, she's wild hurt right now at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, I mean, that's a testament to Cate Blanchett's performance
yeah.
and just like the emotional, like, the dynamic
yeah.
emotional ties between all the characters that they really built up in this movie like
yeah.
extremely well.
And Taiki Waititi even Taiki Gyro also was able to get, and then he kind of shows it to us too, because when she walks into the cathedral or whatever the
yeah.
fuck, she starts breaking ceiling.
Oh,
and
it's like she's not wrong.
Yeah,
yeah,
and she's not li- what he's telling you is she's not lying.
Yeah,
right.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
Dude was, you know, he needed
a
someone
savage.
To take over
yeah.
the seven, you know, whatever
yeah.
realms, and she was the one, and then he outcast her.
Her.
And that made that villain, first of all, likable for
yeah.
me, and
yeah,
second
relatable.
Of all, just like, I was like, now I'm invested in your story. You too. Had you're not just a device. Oh, yeah. You're not just someone for Hulk to smash.
Yeah.
Or for Thor to just, like, you know, like, light the fuck up.
I think Hulk would smash, though.
Yeah, Hulk would definitely smash.
Hulk would 100 smash. And wait, also, can we talk about the Valkyrie?
Oh my god.
She was the baddest.
Yo, Tessa Thompson.
Yo, she's been bad since fucking
Creed.
I mean, before that, what was that?
She came on my radar in Queen. Creed. She's not in Blackish.
No, she had that Dear White People.
Yeah.
She
was word. Yeah. Nah, she was. Yeah.
She
flames. She is, took over Zoe Kravitz's spot on my mantle during Thor.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a hard spot.
I was just like,
Zoe Kravitz that are fire, still like, bad. To me.
She was fire.
No, she is, but after Ragnarok, I was Tessa Thompson.
Another Taiki Waititi moment I fuck with is that he that flashback scene that he did with Valkyrie.
Dope.
Because you know what you were talking when you said that when we came out of the movie, and I just was thinking about it more. And it looks like a painting.
Yeah, it does.
It looks bad. The sequence of her, like, on the horse thing, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then her falling.
And that goes back to that painting-type moment in Hunt for the Wilder People with the panoramic,
oh my god,
turnaround.
Yeah, those were some of the most, like, masterfully done shots.
Yeah. He got to do all of the shit that he does without, like, doing it with an ego. You know what I mean? Like, he did his cool visual sort of mosaics. He did his comedy. He made a great superhero movie, which was, I guess, originally his job. He did all of that, and he pleased himself and pleased fans of him at the same time. Like, he brought in a lot of, I'm sure, just like people that I know these guys personally too. Like, he brought in a lot of people that wouldn't have seen this Thor movie if he wasn't doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good.
And I think he still pleased those guys just on a Taika Waititi level. Like,
you know what's funny that we haven't mentioned yet that we all, I think, said unanimously after older people was that this guy is like the Wes Anderson of New Zealand.
For sure.
And that the way he, like, sets up scenery and sets in general are very, very picturesque. Yeah. And it's very, like,
very,
it's just nice to look at.
Geometrical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very symmetrical. Like, a lot of the shots, like, just they were, like, framed and aligned just perfectly to show you, especially in Hunt for the Wilder People, like, his homeland and how well he knows that.
I love seeing that too, for the same reason I love seeing, like, New Yorkers make films in New York.
About New York.
Just captured so well.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, he just knew, like, how to capture how to capture those woods and shit like that. It, like, in a way, where, like,
the bush,
the bush, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, remarkable, like, visual eye.
Oh, absolutely. I think he was just, like, a great, you know, photographer, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just, like, a really, really good,
understood composition and all that kind of stuff.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah. And he's, like, Wes Anderson, but probably better to work with, I imagine. Like,
yeah. And
I feel like he gives his actors a little bit more credit. Yeah.
He was, like, that's another thing I think we all were, like, agreed on. Is that Wes Anderson is, like, very poppy. He's, like, the Andy Warhol
of
those movies, right? And then this dude is more like a Basquiat. Like, he's, like,
for sure.
More of, like, a, like, it's more, I don't know, different for me.
Yeah.
Which is, like, more, it's just more fun.
Wes Anderson's the case of someone that does that and takes themselves far too seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Taika Waititi doesn't take himself that seriously, and he makes that style, and his films just have a better, like, his films, they're more approachable, honestly. Yeah. Like, they're more, like you said, easily digestible.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, it's been episode 5. It's me, Jordan Campbell, also known as The Espresso on Instagram, THE.ESPRESSO. The Espresso. Follow me. Find me. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, A Bougie Podcast on both of those platforms.
About to be on YouTube.
About to be on iTunes. Yo, Apple, what the fuck are you doing? I swear to God. Like, first of all, this RSS feed, I figured out all that bullshit. Now Apple's trying to tell me that the pixels on my photo isn't large enough to get on your shit.
But what'd you take it with? What'd you take the picture with?
Guess what? An iPhone.
iPhone.
So Apple is basically saying your shit's not good enough for
your
shit.
Your shit isn't good enough for our shit.
Right?
What the fuck is up, B?
Yeah, that's fucked up, Apple.
That's another segment. What is you doing?
Word. The eyes are question marks. I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
How have you not fixed that yet?
Right.
Gotten so much backlash. My name's Arseni. Arsehole. A-R-S-E. H-O-L-3.
H-O-L-3. And once again, y'all know my whack tag. A-R underscore G-L-E double N. And that is Adam Glenn at...
Just stop.
Just make a new one.
Right?
Make a
I new gotta one. Get another one.
Oh, man.
So, arsehole. Like, I have a rhyme behind it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, arsehole's pretty nice.
Real bland. Like, I have two first names.
Adam and Glenn, yeah.
Shit, I can't win right now.
Yeah. No, I'm having separation anxiety. I don't want to leave the cast. We talked about a lot today, though, so. I'm all talked out, honestly. We talked about another one, biting the dust, RIP Louis C.K.,
shit.
Yeah, out of the paint.
I mean, don't rest in peace. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Weird jerker offer.
Yeah. Think about that. That's think about that. That's weird. You talked about Taika Waititi.
Yes, sir.
And all of his movies. Please, yo, go watch all those movies. If you've seen Thor, great. I hope you enjoyed it. But you're really missing out on some great films if you don't go see Hunt for the Wilder People. And What We Do in the Shadows. Definitely. Taika Waititi is like a great director to be watching right now. Ava DuVernay say it. He's hot on these streets. Like, he's the director that makes cool movies. Your girl wants to smash. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I love you after you show her the Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it makes people feel good.
It does. Say, it's an amazing film. Heart,
yeah. Show Shorty you got feelings, right?
Exactly.
That's what matters.
Yeah, that you don't just watch like Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, show you're into girls like smart
girls
dudes.
Like, right? Girls like film, yeah. You know? Girls like witty film.
Girls like art, you know what I mean? Right. Show you like art if you have some culture. Mm, right. Like, if you say, if you tell a person named Taika Waititi directed the film that you're about to show her, panties are dropping, it's I guarantee you.
That should be a segment, honestly. What shorty?
Word.
What shorty would like?
I mean, word. You got to film her with a good. You gotta entice her with a good film, you know. And if you pick good movies, she'll keep coming over. So you know, it's a payoff.
Pick good movies.
Listen to the fucking podcast.
Word.
Then you'll know what movies to play for Netflix and chill.
Word. Yo, that's another segment. Netflix and chill, where we just set up.
But that's the fake for the bitches. We watching. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Watch with
exactly the fake. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna give you Netflix and chills that are like, cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not gonna give you the regular shit that like you would put on. Like, that's the kind of shit Shorty realizes right away what the fuck is that.
Definitely
yeah.
Definitely watch Love for Netflix.
Oh. Yeah. The show?
No, the movie.
Oh, okay. Don't watch the show Love. That shit is whack.
Oh, I was about to say.
What was the last good Love movie that I seen? Can't even think of
it. I don't even.
You know the last good Love movie that we've seen?
Crazy Stupid Love is pretty great.
Pretty good, yeah. But Blade Runner, the way that Ryan Gosling lived that fucking hologram.
Oh, word.
I've never seen.
That was
her
wild.
Was her. Crazy.
And that's what made me think of her just now, too. Yeah, her was a really good
one. Her's another good Netflix. That's a good quality Netflix show. Or maybe it's too sad. I don't know.
Her might be a little too sad. Joaquin Phoenix might not be for everybody.
Yeah. He's fucking great.
He's really good, but he might not be for everybody.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of shit, point being. Yes. We told you what was low-key type racist, so you're welcome for that. Now you can avoid Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
It's not even a good franchise.
It's really not. It's trying so hard to be James Bond, but American.
But like,
wow. But anyway, that's it. That's all we got for y'all. Follow us, Bougie Podcast, on SoundCloud and Stitcher. Until then, peace out.